Police will patrol today near schools in suburban Washington, where a 13-year-old middle school student was shot and seriously wounded on Monday. Authorities continue to hunt for the sniper, who may be tied to last week's shootings of seven other people. 19 months ago, on another Monday, a school day was interrupted by gunfire. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on how attacks like the one in suburban San Diego have defined the ways school officials respond to violence.
Santana High School principal Karen Degescher lost two students that Monday. 13 other people were wounded when a skinny freshman pulled a handgun from his backpack and opened fire. Hours after the attack, Degescher faced reporters as she and the community searched for an explanation.
This is probably my worst nightmare. We were prepared to respond, and yet we don't know why this happened.
No school is ever really prepared for a shooting, but attacks like those at Columbine, West Paducah, Kentucky, and Santana High have given battle-hardened counselors some experience in dealing with the aftermath, lessons that are now being applied in suburban Washington. David Maidlow was one of 200 counselors who responded to the Santana shooting and another attack less than a month later at nearby Granite Hills High School. Maidlow says it's important to get students back in school quickly. Many students stayed home from the Maryland school where this week's shooting took place, but Maidlow says keeping them home can just contribute to depression.
They want to be with their friends, and that's really important. It's nice to have the support of adults, but they really need to be with their friends and be able to talk and cry when they may not feel comfortable with an adult.
Officials in San Diego took just one day to patch bullet holes and paint over bloodstains before reopening the affected schools. District spokesman Mark Pettis says when the students returned, there were uniformed police on campus. The officers remain there to this day.
Perception-wise, it's important because people coming onto campus see the police car in front. It's an easing presence in terms of the staff and students and the parents seeing that presence there and knowing that that kind of response is available.
Unlike Maryland, where the sniper remains at large, the shooters in San Diego were identified and arrested almost immediately. Pettis says nervous parents still accompanied their children when they returned to the classroom.
And that first day back that night, we had an all-parent meeting where we had well over 2,000 people, basically kept them fully informed so that if their anxieties were there, those anxieties weren't necessarily based on not having as much information as possible. We wanted to make sure we answered those questions for them.
A year and a half after the shootings, life at the San Diego area schools seems to have returned to normal. Students at Granite Hills are preparing for a dance this weekend and a high school football game. Counselor Maidlow acknowledges some students still face serious problems unrelated to the shootings, but he says that's a normal part of life.
Our students have moved on. I think this community has healed. I think this community has become much more aware of problems that they need to deal with. Much more aware of students' needs that are other than academic. And that has been helpful to many students.
In an essay written shortly after the Santana shooting, Principal Karen Degescher said she'd been reminded that education is about more than test scores. It's about teaching tolerance, coping, caring, and reaching out. With that knowledge, she says, comes a responsibility to share the lessons of tragedy and healing with others. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.